It's very, very important, imperative to teach our children basic knowledge of Islam and the religion. And this will stand them in good stead throughout their life. Now, if you look at priorities today, unfortunately, people, they spend a lot of time ensuring that their child becomes a professional, a doctor maybe, or a different profession. And they exert a lot of energy, they pay for tuition fees, they take that child wherever he needs to go to ensure that he's in pole position to get a job in his field. Now think about this. That person has mastered a science like maths, for example. Complex issues are discussed in science or in medicine, or to become a doctor, we know it's not easy. He's mastered all of this. But that very same person who is respectfully called doctor, doctor sahib, lawyer, solicitor, when it comes to performing wudu, he doesn't know the basics. Now ask yourself this question. On the Day of Judgment, his credentials as a doctor or a barrister or a lawyer or a solicitor won't come to help him. But if he did not learn the basic knowledge of Islam, if he did not learn how to perform wudu, which is the key to salah, and he did not know about the requirements of salah, the obligations of salah, the wajibat in salah, etc., he'll be in trouble. Now, the wise person is he who lives in the world, he learns the basics of the religion, and more if possible, and he is free to also pursue other things which are jais in Sharia, become professional, become a doctor, for example. But we should not give priority to worldly knowledge and qualifications at the expense of deeni knowledge. Otherwise, this will come back to haunt us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to invest time in learning sacred knowledge and the basic knowledge of Islam at least.